Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Petrified. This episode, Bleed Through.
Mind yourself coming down.
Oh, it's steep and dark.
Why would I want to shed light on this place? We could do it upstairs.
Oh, I'd prefer if the photos were from the primary location.
Oh, careful with that trapdoor. Don't pull it closed behind you. You'd never get it open.
Sorry.
Now, this is what the Americans would call the cellar.
And what would you call it?
What it is. A mass grave. With a farmhouse plunked on top.
The bodies aren't still...
Oh, no, Jesus. They're well gone. Figure of speech.
Are you okay with this? Are you sure?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Do you... Look, if this is too delicate, just say... Do you remember the last time you spoke to her?
On November 5th, 8 years ago. Marie, my wife, was putting the kids to bed, so I thought I'd spin over here to say a quick hello. You don't like thinking of your sister out somewhere remote like this on her lonesome. When I arrived, she was a few sherries in, let's say. Tomas, the two bloodshot eyes on her. I'm after bringing something into the house I shouldn't have. And now I'm being visited.
What was that?
Ghosts, probably. This is where the bodies were. Six women.
Did she kill them, Tomas?
Maybe. She killed herself. What's your book about again? Not just Mara, right?
Right. Rural isolation. Folk tales. Can I take the photos, please? You did say that...
I did say. And you did pay. Do you want a memento to take with you?
All right.
Are you a fan of them Spanish women with the clackers?
The flamenco dancers.
Here now, see this one. Put her on top of your toilet rolls and her skirt would spread out lovely.
No, I have one, thanks.
Are you a collector of anything?
Vinyl?
Lino, do you mean?
No, sorry, I mean records.
Oh, I have no records. But I do have... tapes.
Oh, cassettes. I wouldn't be into them as much now.
Are you sure?
God, there's a coldness coming off them.
Here. Have a look. Pick one up.
No covers. Blank tapes. Wait, there's a little sticker. Hard to read the handwriting. Devour? Is that a band? Well, they all have little stickers. Booming. Leviathan.
Your hands are trembling. Are you all right?
Can I take the whole bag?
I thought you might. Here, I'll head up the steps first so you can hand me up your stuff.
Is there someone else down here?
Huh?
For a second I thought I could see a hand resting on that low shelf.
Come on.
Don't close the trap door.
I'm not. Pass me up all your stuff. Your camera and all.
Here. No, don't let go of... Oh! Oh my God, my head! Tomas?
sorry. I just had to put your stuff down on the table.
I'm sorry about that, Mrs.
It's fine. It's okay. I have a meeting. I have to, you know. Oh, my God.
Maura Connell was a collector of unusual things. She haunted vintage shops, flea markets. Her house was an Aladdin's cave. She was a single woman. No family except for Tomás, his wife Marie, and their two kids. Mother died when they were young. Father hanged himself? Look it up. By all accounts, a quiet woman until the drinking started. Tomás worried. Their father had been a drinker.
Jack?
Recording continues. She told him she brought something into the house, something she'd found that she wasn't meant to, and she was being visited. By what? The cumulative effect, it was making her think, here's the good part, it was making her think that there really was such a place as heaven, but a spirit could be blocked from getting there.
Jack? Are you home?
Recording continues. The authorities searched the house when they found her hanging. In the small space under the house, they discovered the remains of six women.
You didn't...
Stop! You swine! I was calling you!
I had my headphones on. You don't look well.
Oh, I don't feel it. I got a bang on the head.
Let me see.
Oh, you're pressing it!
I can't see anything.
Can concussion give you fever?
Maybe.
I feel all shivery. Hey, do we have a tape player?
Cassettes? Yeah, I should have that crappy portable thing on top of the wardrobe. Is it for those? Is that a bag of ice? I thought it was tapes.
It is tapes.
Seriously? It's freezing.
Get us the player, will you?
Rachel, I don't want that bag in the house.
What?
Yeah, I'm just pulling your leg.
Makes a change from pressing my bump. Jack?
What?
I can't get this thing to work.
Oh my God, it's boiling in here.
I'm frozen.
What's up?
Well, I put the tape in and it's turning, but there's no sound.
Let's see. What do you think these tapes are going to be?
Well, I'm hoping it's Maura Connell confessing to the murders.
Wow.
It's probably the top 40 taped off the radio.
Yeah, it's turning all right.
So this one is called Leviathan.
Oh, you have the switch pushed over to radio, not to tape.
Oh, I'll switch it.
Hold on.
Hmm?
What if it is? What if I switch it over and it's Maura Connell sobbing and snotting about killing her first victim?
Imagine.
You're getting excited, aren't you?
Just switch the thing! What was...
Turn it off. That is freaking me the hell out. What are you doing?
I'm trying the next one.
I feel sick. It's actually making me feel sick.
Cup of tea?
Thanks.
That was a bit nuts, wasn't it?
This sound made me throw up. So, yes. You got them from Maura Connell's house?
Her brother Tomás. But they were hers. Do you think she recorded them? Was it her voice?
Didn't sound human.
Jack, I've been thinking about something a lot.
Tell me.
Oh, this book. It just isn't working out. I started off with an idea about rural isolation, folk tales, but I mean, no publisher's seriously biting. And if they do, it won't make me any money.
You didn't get into this to make money.
Yeah, but that's what you tell yourself when you think it's actually going to bring in money.
So you want to knock it on the head?
No. Maybe Maura Connell is the book. This is what people will buy. But more importantly, it's what I want to write.
Then do what you have to do.
I have to listen to those tapes.
Fine. On headphones. Rachel. Rachel.
Yes?
It's time for work.
What time is it?
It's 8 a.m. I didn't realise you hadn't come up. Have you been listening to those tapes all night?
Apparently.
You look desperate. Ringing sick.
I will, but listen. The Leviathan tape? Something about a boathouse? I did an internet search. Look at this.
What's that, a cottage?
It's a boathouse. Look at the wooden sign above the door.
Leviathan.
Like it said on the tape.
How did you find that?
Typed it in and it came up straight away. A woman called Amanda Coughlin used to live in the house beside it with her boyfriend. She went missing. I'm going to drive down. It's not far.
Drive down for what?
I'm going to ask her boyfriend if that's her voice on the tape.
You can't play him that.
I just made a new tape of the bit with her voice. Listen.
Please send someone. Quick, please. There's a boathouse attached with a big sign that reads Leviathan.
You can't play that to anyone that loved her. That's the other tape. That's what you did all night. Took out all the words.
And put them on one tape. Jack, it's just a lot of insanity on there. There's no message. There's no thread. Who are they? What are they?
Rachel, go to bed, please.
God, I'm frozen.
Come on. Now, get a few hours into you. I'm hiding those tapes. Actually, I'm not touching them. I'll ring you on lunch, okay?
Okay. Boathouse with a big sign attached that says Leviathan. Here you are. And there's the main house up the path. Now, to see if this is you, Amanda. Oh my God, my head! My head!
Please send someone. Quick, please. There's a boathouse attached with a big sign that reads Leviathan. It just
Hello?
Rachel.
Who is this?
Rachel.
What do you want?
Is Rachel?
Is Rachel what?
This is Rachel.
I'm going to hang up.
This is Rachel. Leave...
What are you trying to do?
Hello, this is Rachel. Leave a message.
Miss O'Rourke again? I recognise the number.
Mr. Connell, do you know where Maura got those tapes you gave me?
I couldn't be sure.
Well, where did you get them?
You saw me pick them up. The cellar.
You mean the mass grave with a farmhouse plonked on top? Why did you give them to me? You offered them to me. I didn't ask.
I was giving you your pick of the room. There were hundreds of things.
Hundreds? And you picked up a bag of tapes and you handed them to me. Do you know Amanda Coughlin, Tomas? Did Maura know Amanda Coughlin?
I'm home with my wife and children. I can't talk about this.
Well, you have to, because I found something and I will go to the police.
What did you find? I can meet you at Maura's in half an hour.
Give me an hour. I'm walking.
I just clicked on the kettle there if you want tea. I picked up some milk from the house.
I'll make the tea. I won't take your milk.
What's wrong with taking the tea off me?
You might put something in it.
I really resent that, Miss O'Rourke.
Do you want your milk in your tea?
Yes, I do. Listen to the quiet. Feels heavy, doesn't it? She was never good with people, though. Preferred this. Do you know the happiest I ever saw her? I dropped her down to this seaside town in September. Beach of stones, sky like slate. I went in to get cigarettes before driving home, and when I came back to the car, I saw her coming out of this run-down looking second-hand shop. Old shoes in a basket at the front. Dusty old-fashioned pram in the window. It looked so sad at the end of its run. But she was coming out, beaming from ear to ear. I think it was there that she got the tapes. And all the drinking and late-night crying calls started. Of course, I didn't know why yet. She just looked ill all the time. The house was roasting, but she couldn't get warm. She'd hear things, get rotten headaches. She said voices on the tapes were sending her messages. She wanted me to listen. And I refused. I went home upset. Terrified to leave her. Woke up to find I missed a call from her during the night. She left a voicemail. I'm so glad I didn't delete it straight away. That the last words I ever heard her say. By the time I got over, she was dead by her own hand. I called the police, of course. They did a routine once over of the place. The bodies of six women, all in advanced stages of decomposition, but not the same stage. They hadn't passed at the same time. All had wounds to their neck, like they'd been choked. Or hanged themselves. My lovely, quiet sister called a monster. But I knew Maura hadn't got it in her to do that. And I came looking for the tapes, and I couldn't find them. Searched and searched. Then one day I went to get some tools from the shed, and there was the bag of tapes. I gave them a listen. Couldn't make head nor tail. And I swear, an hour after, I heard you on the radio. An interview about the book you were working on. Unusual stories of isolated people. What were the chances? So I thought I'd give them to you. You'd be good at solving, researching, all that stuff. I rang up and here we are. You haven't learnt anything, have you? What's this piece of evidence you say you found?
I need to take a look in the cellar first.
All right. What, you want me to go with you? I'd rather not.
Fine.
Go ahead. I'm going to make more tea.
Come on then. Tell me something. Jack?
Where are you? You're in the house, right?
Yes, I'm in the house. I'm down
in... Thank God you didn't leave.
Leave?
Whoever gave you those tapes is not Maura Connell's brother. I looked him up in work. James Connell is the head of some big firm in Germany. He moved out with his boyfriend after the scandal.
No, it's Tomas.
It's James.
What about his wife and kids?
Doesn't have any. Whoever let you into the house, whoever you've been speaking to, that's not her brother. Please tell me you're still at home, please.
Oh, Jack.
Because I couldn't get home for another hour or so. Lock everything.
There's a speaker in the wall, Rachel. Hello down there.
Hello up there.
Say anything and I'll close the trapdoor. No reception with the heavy lid.
Rachel?
It's the television. I'll see you when you're home. You recorded her talking on the hidden speaker in the wall. She didn't leave you a voicemail, did she?
No, but I didn't trap her down here. I didn't kill her. I didn't kill any of them, all right?
Well, of course I'm going to agree with whatever you want me to say. I'm trapped in a mass grave.
Well, then come up. I said I'd close the lid because I was afraid you'd start screaming. Your boyfriend or whatever would call the police. Go on. Run out the door if you want.
Why did you lie?
Because the real story is nuts.
Your accent.
Empty the bag of tapes on the table. I'm going to set up speakers to play you something. Everyone. Leviathan. Devour. Thing. Every tape is named.
After the very last word the voice recording on it says...
I gave Maura the tapes in my dusty shop at the seaside with the pram in the window. I'm not her brother. I gave Amanda Coughlin the tapes in a record shop. It seemed like I owned because she's a music historian. And I gave you the tapes in the cellar of a murder house because you were researching the story.
So Maura Connell...
is a mass murderer. She did kill those women. She did record their suffering with speakers hidden in the walls. Did I know at the time she was insane? No. But yes, I did turn up moments before she hung herself, and yes, I did call the police.
And what about Amanda Coughlin?
What? Did I know Amanda Coughlin's boyfriend would choke her and bury her body in a shallow grave? No. But like Maura, like the rest of them, I knew something would happen. The tapes would make sure of it. The song would.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Each of those tapes contained the last recording of a person's voice before they suffered a violent death. When I transferred the recordings onto the tapes, something went with it. Each tape contains a human soul.
Are you being serious right now?
Now, they're just the originals. But from each tape, I take one word. The very last word. And I put it on this very special tape. The master tape.
What's it a tape of?
A song. A song missing an ending. Listen.
I'll be by your bed soon.
Quick!
Mark.
That's enough. Don't want to kill you. Goodness, you've wet yourself. There's a tea towel there if you can get up from the floor.
Who are you?
I don't remember.
Why are you?
It's not me. I'm just the latest agent. The song is in charge. I don't know who or how it started, but I do know all the pieces are more than just what's in that bag. There are last words from deaths as old as recorded time.
You're insane.
I know. If I wasn't, I certainly should be by the time I'd gone around collecting all these recordings. The logistics. And the guilt, of course. Knowing everybody will die. That would have driven me mad. Knowing that it hates us all. And that it's going to complete itself.
What happens when the song is complete?
I don't know. The end of the world, maybe?
Well, don't finish it then.
You already did.
What?
Look. A fresh tape. From Maura's speakers, which are still in place.
Agree with whatever you want me to say. I'm trapped in a mass grave.
We know what that tape will be called. Grave. Now, record from one to the other.
Stop it! If you do this, you'll kill yourself too.
Oh, I'm the next to last word. That little accidental Maura, when I walked into her house, not realizing I was being recorded. That's on it. And then you die.
This is just madness. You don't expect anyone to believe this.
And it's complete. Wow. After all these years.
Give me the tape.
So you believe it?
Of course not.
Then let me press play.
I'm leaving. Oh my God. Oh, please don't. Don't shoot me. You can't shoot me.
Oh. I'm not going to shoot you.
Hold on, I'm going to call an ambulance. Don't worry, I'll keep her tape safe.
No, please.
I knew you were here after that call.
You can't.
It's okay. I promise, Rachel. I promise I'll listen to your tape.
Bleed Through starred Michelle McMahon, David Fennelly and Dunica O'D. It was written by Peter Dunn and produced by Liam Geraghty and Peter Dunn. This programme is made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.